with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College, a Russian flotilla to Havana. Nicaragua, striking coincidence. Radio Havana, Cuba, 24 hours ago. Nicaragua proposes to Russia to join the BRICS group. Nicaragua to the BRICS. Is that significant?
It's an interesting piece of rhetoric, John. It reminds you of essentially the group from a perspective of U.S. national security that when we think of those actors that are dangerous, not only because of their anti-democratic credentials and promoting various types of organized crime and other difficulties in the region, when we think of Nicaragua, Venezuela, and Cuba, what I like to remind people is also they are what I call threat hosts, those actors who are willing to allow the Russians, the Iranians, and others to come in ways that create hemispheric dilemmas. The BRICS are never going to bring Nicaragua in. The reason that the BRICS oftentimes want to bring actors in is they're seen as having money and international access and influence. That was why they were interested in bringing in Saudi Arabia, Iran, certainly for its oil money, Indonesia for international balance, Zimbabwe and others to have more Africa representation. But to bring in more actors which are seen as marginalized actors without any real money that actually need your money probably isn't going to happen. But certainly Ortega would love to be part of that and further turn the BRICS into a kind of anti-U.S. coalition, which for most in the BRICS, especially countries like India, is exactly the type of thing that they don't want. But it is a reminder of the ongoing alliance between Nicaragua and Russia. By the way, it is interesting that in past times you've had the Russians land their Tu-160 backfire bombers in Nicaragua. This time with the Russian flotilla, we have not heard anything about the Russians making any type of commitment to stop in Nicaragua. So it's interesting that the choice that although there is Russian ongoing military collaboration, there is just a status of forces agreement that was signed about a year ago with Nicaragua for supporting them with exercises. The Russians will be training some Nicaraguan security forces in Nicaragua in an expanded facility there. They provided a lot of arms in the past. But the Russian flotilla this time is curiously staying away from Nicaragua. And I think in many ways that represents the relative isolation of the Ortega regime, even from this kind of broader group of anti-U.S. actors.
Professor Evan Ellis, New World Report. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,